hands on wherever you are at. Yeah. ferryboat on Jesus Island. Sail into tomorrow against the blue sky. We shall walk in trucking gardens. Oh, misty wet the train, darling. And I shall never go through again. She'll take my ass on me to your loving arms again. I will not remember that I ever felt the pain. We shall walk and talk in gardens, misty wet with rain, darling, and I shall never grow so old again.
Like a basketball tone. And today's game was literally, with all due respect to my buddy Sean Sinclair, who I love to death. I mean, I love him, okay? I don't like my guy Sean Sinclair. I love him. Today's game was like going to the dentist, getting your teeth pulled with a dull butter knife and no Novocaine. That's what today was. That is one of the worst things I've ever witnessed in my life. Can I get an amen? That may have been the worst thing I've ever witnessed in my life. I can't think of a Tennessee sporting event in my lifetime that was worse than that. I mean, that was unacceptable. Slop that we saw in Thompson Bowling today. Slop. Come on, Bill Russell, sing along with us. That was terrible. Yeah, that was us. We were going one-on-one against the world today. And you're crossing over with your toes. That was us today. You better give me more than 50 cents for wasting my afternoon with that. 50 cents? You better give me more than 50 cents. I need some X-Lax. Woo! Tennessee loses today. I mean, just listen to these numbers. Tennessee falls today 56-38 to the suckage that is Alabama. And I know Alabama's 9-3 now in the year, whatever they are. They suck, okay? I mean, they had 56 points today in a game where their opponent did not score. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this in my life. They went 13 minutes and 49 seconds. Kevin O'Neill is blushing somewhere when he sees that. Armani Moore stops the... I don't even know if it's bleeding. I mean, at that point, you needed a team tourniquet. Tony Basilio welcoming you to another edition. Ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of your Saturday afternoon, it's your Smart Way. Dalton Behring in Hydraulic, Tennessee. Basketball Overtime, the place where we talk about it today with you. And, boy, how do you talk about this game other than you knew when you were down five at the half that the Alabama Crimson Tide are up five on you, and what happened? They had outscored you off turnovers 9-3 in the half. You know you're in trouble in that game if you're Tennessee. And when you're not able to score at all, I mean, you can't even get to the foul line. You know why we didn't get to the foul line today? This game got away from Tennessee. After they make the comeback to momentarily take the lead, 15 or so minutes to go, and then, and I'm not going to blame Josh Richardson for this. I'm not going to blame Josh Richardson because you can't blame him for anything, but they got 2-1 on one. Tennessee got out of what they're doing offensively, and they were not able to get it back. Tindall had to grab Richardson and calm him down and put him on the bench. And once that happened, that was it. And it was not Donnie Tindall's best moment today either. My question for him is, where in that game is Devin Baughman? Where is Baughman, Coach Tindall, in that basketball game? Where is he? You have nothing going on from the outside. You have nothing going on scoring-wise. I mean, don't you have to get him in the game at some point and just try something? I mean, what in the hell was that? What did I just witness? We talked all week. And by the way, about this game, I didn't like this game. I didn't like the matchup. But I haven't liked a lot of matchups this team's had so far, and they've continued to win. And I know I've made people mad this year by saying I don't see this team as an NCAA tournament team, and you saw why today. Today, what you draw from that game is, how in the world are they sitting there with a 9-5 record with that basketball team we have? That's what I ask. And that's a legitimate observation on my part. I'm not beating on those guys, but good gosh almighty. You talk about all-time ugliness. That game today, when you go 13 minutes and 49 seconds in your building without scoring... 13 minutes and 49 seconds in your building. Not Rupp Arena, okay, where it can get away from you. In your building. In your building. That beats anything I've ever seen. And you gotta try something different. Donnie Tindall, you gotta get a time. You gotta try something. Anything. Way too much one-on-one. No Mostella. No Baughman. Way too much Robert Hubbs. God bless him. Way too much. Way too much. But when they had that spurt, when Richardson tried to, I'm not faulting him. I'm not faulting him, not one iota. I don't even know how much credit Alabama gets for that today. I'm not sure. Defensively, Tennessee just had one of those days. Nothing rhythmically was happening offensively. Nothing was happening for them. Nothing. That was one of the ugliest games you in Tennessee basketball history. That right there, you talk about all-time stinkers. When you consider what's at stake, and I'm not sure what's at stake, but hey, you start 1-0 in the league, you beat Mississippi State, you're at home, you're playing a team that doesn't really have an identity under a coach that hasn't been able to carve out an identity there. They haven't really done much in his tenure there. Even though it's not the best matchup in the world, as we were talking about yesterday on the show, that's what you come with? 865-200-5402. Josh Richardson leads the Vols with 17 points. Armani Moore has 8. Hubs finishes with 5. Punter with 2. Derek Reese with 6 off the bench. And away you go. Rodney Cooper with 17. Ricky Tarrant with 14. Jimmy Taylor with 13. Levi Randolph in the game with 9. Kessens with 3. And Alabama had 5 players that scored today. You heard me. They had 5 players. And they scored 56 points. Tennessee on the day shoots 31% from the field. And that sounds like a scintillating number. Tennessee only gets to the line in their building 11 times. Tennessee shot 17 three-pointers and made 2 of them, appropriately enough, for 11%. Tennessee only had 8 offensive rebounds. They were out-rebounded 34-29 in the game. They allowed Alabama to get 9 offensive rebounds. Tennessee turned the basketball over 13 times in their building while recording 7 assists. Now, if you turn the ball over 13 times and you record 7 assists, you will not beat anybody. I don't care who you are. You aren't beating High Point in your building if you play like that. You wouldn't beat Konzo Martin's Cal team playing like that. How you like those apples? Yeah, I said it. 865-200-5402. Keith Hatfield now joins me. Keith, full disclosure from you. You've been going to games here for low about 40 years. I would like for you to tell me on the ugliness scale, because you're pretty good at this, where would you rank today's game? And I'll give Tennessee credit. There was still a lot of effort from them. It was just, on offense, it was just a horror show. It was a nightmare, is what it was. How much of that, Keith, first of all, how ugly was it? Let's unpack this.
Oh, no, I mean, when you don't do anything more, whatever those three-point numbers are, you have to remember Tennessee hit the first when Richardson hits the first three, so they're one for whatever for the rest of the game.
1 for 16. 1 for 16 the rest of the way.
They didn't get anything going, and granted, I don't think anybody's been more complimentary of Donnie Kendall than I have, but if we're going to kill Konzo Martin for 5 guys just standing around outside the arc,
today was awful.
Throwing up bricks.
Today was awful.
He's got to get his just like everybody else.
No question. Today was with the crowd you have in there, what you've been through, that level of offensive effort, and for him to not take a timeout, and you got to try something, don't you, Keith? You got to try something.
Well, I think he cycled everybody through there, and the thing that struck me was some of the just utter idiocy with the basketball today. Armani Moore tries to throw a 47-foot one-handed pass, apparently thinking that the Alabama players are holograms or something. Dietrich Mostella, everybody today outside of Josh Richardson should have to pay for their own food tonight.
865-200. 866-285-5402 if you'd like to get in with us. 865-200-5402. And there were so many things today that happened in that game that I just can't comprehend. How about, Keith, how about poor Willie Carmichael, and he's just a kid, and he'll grow. But how about him getting not one but two balls thrown off his back for buckets during the game?
Well, yeah. I mean, he fought for it once, but probably my favorite part of all that is, how long has Rodney Cooper played in this league?
9 years.
I'm pretty sure he's been left-handed the whole time. Somebody might want to tell Armani Moore that. That's the guy today whose performance I'm probably the most disgusted with. Armani Moore couldn't have played worse if he were on Alabama's payroll today. But we know this team's limitations, Tony. We knew a day like this was coming. I'm just glad it wasn't this bad Wednesday night, because honestly, Alabama's probably better than Tennessee. This is one you were probably going to lose anyway. So get it out of your system tonight and come out and try to overachieve Tuesday night and beat a team that is vastly superior to you.
Was it the zone defense, Keith? Was it just Tennessee? Because Kentucky today got swallowed up by a zone defense, and they escaped. But is it a zone defense? Donnie Tindall afterwards says, we're a perimeter-oriented team, and we don't shoot the ball well from three. That makes it tough. Actually, the truth is, even after buckets in the first half, they couldn't do anything with their pressure. That was the key to the game. But in the half-court offense, Keith, did you see Alabama's effort as stellar today?
Well, no, I think they just did exactly what I think everybody will do from now on against Tennessee. They packed it back in and didn't let Tennessee penetrate and let Tennessee miss jump shots. Tennessee's not going to win any games where Kevin Puncher scores 2 points.
Nope. Where is Bachman? I got used to that. And why didn't they try to get him going a little bit? He can obviously shoot the ball. That's a criticism. Get the ball.
I think you should have tried everybody today. And well, there wasn't anybody who didn't get some minutes today, but it appeared that nobody
run something
really
for
had anything going today.
How about run something for him, though? Anything.
That's true.
I mean, there was nothing.
Oh, I'm wondering, and the frustrating thing to me, Tony, out of today's game is, how in the hell did Robert Hubbs suddenly decide he's Reggie Miller?
That's what I'm saying. Right.
He plays well going to the basket. He gets 5 points in a flurry, which he gets himself going by, getting about a 5'10" jump shot off the glass, and then falls right back in shooting 25-footers.
If you want to get in with us, it's your smart way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball overtime. And as Terry Stowe said, Tennessee went scoreless for a total of 21 minutes.
Oh, no, that might be
in the last
that
two games,
Kevin O'Neal's first team.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like the 84 Nuggets.
You can't even talk about how bad that was. That was one of the worst efforts in a Tennessee basketball uniform I've ever seen from one of our teams. I'm sorry.
Well, I think the most frustrating part, Tony, is that game was there for the taking.
Right.
Once Richardson hit them with that spurt there at the start of the second half, yeah. Alabama was about ready to toss in the towel.
They sure were. They
I
sure were.
They had enough.
Gov told me. Govbone told me. He looked at me and said, Tennessee's going to run this team out of the gym. And you got the feeling that if they could have just created a few more, something positive. But it just was not meant to be. It was just pulling teeth today, all game long, offensively, for the Volunteers. Donnie Tindall said afterwards, all you can do is stay positive. This will be a learning experience. We get another chance to play on Tuesday. Hopefully we play better. I'll tell you what, Tennessee better come with some more energy on Tuesday night. That'll like a tired team for the first time this year, Keith.
It did, and I think that's one of the things. And when you're playing that two-game-a-week, always two-games-a-week conference grind, and you don't have many players, that's going to happen maybe. And that's going to be one of the problems.
Alabama, with their road win for their coach, who's just been a mystifying disappointment there, was 7 of 20 in the second half and won a road game. You heard me.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They shot 33% in the second half on the road, and people that paid to see that saw a church league game today. 17-14 in the final 20 minutes was the final number. That was all-time bad offense in that building. All-time.
I don't think there's any doubt, Tony. And the thing about it is, and Alabama, I mean, the one good thing that may, I guess, come out of this is Alabama starts feeling good about Anthony Grant. That team's got far more talent than the way they play.
Oh, it's not even close.
I keep wanting to give him a benefit of the doubt. I see them every year. I say the same thing. You heard me say it last year. They're better than that. And no, he's not getting anything done there.
Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. We've got lines open if you want to get in with us on your smart way. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball overtime. This is one, if it's a coursework during a year, this is your low grade. You throw it out, you move on. Hey, and in a long basketball season, you're going to have days like this. Now, Kentucky had one today at A&M, and they got away with it. Kentucky got away with it today. Tennessee obviously is not Kentucky. And when you're as challenged as this team is,